WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, a new week, and a short week for us here because we're just here today and tomorrow, and then we're going to turn things over to holiday programming. We'll have syndicated programming for you on Wednesday until, and I messed up the times. I was saying 6 to noon, 6 p.m. Christmas Eve till noon on Christmas Day. It's actually 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. I was a little confused. That's all the time I could get us for commercial free. But that's what it'll be. It'll be commercial free Christmas music from Christmas Eve, 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. So apologies for getting that wrong, but it's all right, right? You're going to be busy anyway. It's just background noise during your Christmas Eve and Christmas morning celebrations. So, but that will be the schedule. It'll be syndicated programming on Christmas after the music is over at 10 a.m. and then on the 26th. And then the same schedule next week. Syndicated programming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just a little bit of a holiday break for the folks here at WBSM. And folks on Fun 107, they're already off, so I'm here. Just me. But it's all right, because it's me and you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both available for you on the WBSM app. I hope you had a good weekend. Mine was, I guess, okay. Friday night, I was not doing too well. I fell asleep and woke up having a gallbladder attack, so I could not fall asleep. I slept for about maybe an hour when that hit, and then I couldn't fall back asleep. It just hurt too much to lay down, so I ended up staying awake until 3 p.m. Saturday, and then finally it subsided enough that I was able to sleep for a couple of hours. But I think I might have to take a look in 2026 at getting that removed, I guess. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's pretty debilitating. I don't know how people deal with it for years and years. So we'll have to do something about that next year. But then, of course, yesterday, it was great having the weekend capped off with that Patriots win. And now they're back in the playoffs and could be and probably will be next weekend the AFC East champs. So we can talk about that, 508-996-0500, plus whatever else is on your mind. Just this morning, we are going to be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. He's going to still be joining with us these last couple of Mondays. We'll see how he feels about next Monday. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't want to come in next Monday, just because it'll be that kind of a week for everybody. But the last couple of weeks to be able to call in and speak with him are upon us. And then we'll have a new city council president next year, who by all indications, will be Ryan Pereira. And you heard him on with Chris on Friday as Chris was broadcasting from Honeydew Donuts. He called in to speak on the sewer treatment plant issue. But I'm hoping between either my show or Chris's show, we can work it out so that he can still, you know, we can still have the city council president on with us each week. If it works better for his schedule to be on with Chris, I understand. If it works better for him to be on with me, Chris understands. But we still think Chris and I both feel it's important, and I know the counselors feel it's important to have that opportunity to be on each week to kind of balance out the mayor being on every week. Not that they need to, you know, be in disagreement every week, but just to give you both sides of how New Bedford's governmental operations happen. So he'll be here with us in the 8 o'clock hour, taking your calls and talking with us about some of the things that went on last week, including the ordinance meeting regarding parking and the appointments and briefings meeting regarding Chief Thody and other issues as well. But those were the main headlines from those meetings. And we'll get his take on what went down with those. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to treat tomorrow kind of like a fun Friday almost. You know, we'll have it be, unless, you know, major news happens, but we'll have it be more of a fun, relaxed show. Not too stressful heading into the holidays. And then next week we can do I don't like to do New Year's resolution shows because I'm not going to make New Year's resolutions. And I don't expect you to either. So I don't really like to do New Year's resolution shows, but we can certainly do a show where we look back at 2025 and look ahead to 2026. And if resolutions are part of that, so be it. We used to do on Spooky, we would do predictions for 2026. And that's something that we kind of cribbed from Art Bell and Coast to Coast AM and their annual prediction show. And then they would go back and look at them the next year and Art Bell would bing or bong them. Or was it ding or bong? I forget. But it was ding or bong. He'd ding it if it was correct and he would bong it if it didn't come true. And, you know, you had to apply some editorial perspective to it. Because people would say, oh, you know, this is the year that there's going to be a major disaster somewhere on Earth. Okay, well, yeah, but that happens every year. And then you'd have to, like, categorize. Well, what did you think counted as the major disaster? So, but maybe we can do something similar to that, too. Just to keep it a little bit fun on the last days before the holidays. So 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. We've got just move this down here. Hold on, just moving some stuff around in the commercials. But we've got I'm trying to do the math here. 9 days left in the year. Does that sound right? 9 days left. And I think many of us, for a variety of reasons, will be happy to close the door on 2025 and start again in 2026. There's always that optimism on New Year's Eve for, oh, this year is going to be better than the last. Wait, isn't that Counting Crows? Which was another thing I did over the weekend. I watched that documentary on HBO Max. It was pretty good. But we hope that the next year will be better than the previous year was. And, you know, within a month or so, we're saying, oh, this year's already worse than last year was. It's all in perspective. But yes, if you didn't get a chance to catch that Counting Crows documentary on HBO Max, it's pretty good. Even if you don't like Counting Crows, it's worth, actually, especially if you don't like Counting Crows, it's worth watching. I was not a fan back in the 90s, but they grew on me over the years. And I definitely, you know, feel for them after watching this and seeing kind of the unnecessary backlash that they got. But it's a well done documentary, as all of the Music Box ones are, from Bill Simmons and The Ringer. All right, let me get my first break in here. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will take a break and be back in a few moments.
Listen up, women. Heart disease kills a woman every 80 seconds, and we die of heart attacks at twice the rate of men because our symptoms are too often missed or dismissed, even by doctors. This isn't just a crisis. It's a catastrophe. Be a force for change. If you experience nausea, heartburn, extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, or pain in the chest, jaw, or neck, speak up and get your heart checked. Visit womensheartalliance.org.
One in six black men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime, and we're more than twice as likely to die from the disease. Plus, a family history of prostate cancer can double your risk. We can do something about this. We can take control of our health, and that starts with talking to your doctor about getting screened for prostate cancer with a simple blood test, because it's your life. And when prostate cancer is caught early, it's highly treatable. We need to do this for ourselves, for our families, and for future generations. If you want more info on how to take action, the Prostate Cancer Foundation is here to help. For more than 30 years, PCF has funded cutting-edge research that speeds new treatments into clinics, helping patients live longer with fewer complications. Go to pcf.org/knowyourrisk today to learn more about prostate cancer and how you can advocate for yourself. Remember, it's your life.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
In for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way, with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them with over 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter, they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. Give them a call at 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012, or visit bassready.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. All right, we're going to be going into the news in a moment, getting all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can take your calls at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app, thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing. So we will turn things over now to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
New Jersey police investigating a death and a fire on the same street. Over 100,000 power outages in California and the death of the penny.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A 29-year-old man is dead following a police-involved shooting early yesterday morning in New York.
Cops say they were called to an apartment on Namioke Street about a family dispute shortly after midnight. There, they were met by a man allegedly wielding a box cutter. At an early morning news conference, Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera said the officers ordered the man to drop the knife, but instead, he charged at them.
One officer discharged a taser. Immediately after, the second officer, who was within extremely close proximity to the armed male, discharged a firearm, striking the male as he continued.
The man was taken to Jamaica Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Police in New Jersey are investigating a death of a man on Saturday night and a house fire that broke out several hours later, both on the same street.
Police issued a shelter-in-place order for the area of Kearny Avenue between Johnston and Woodland Avenues as the investigation continued. Dedek Sierra says he was stopped by cops as he tried to enter the area.
I was going to the store, and they told me I couldn't enter because four houses down, someone got shot with a bow and arrow. And I was like, that's crazy. That's wild.
The suspect in the shooting was believed to be inside the burning house.
In California, PG&E says about 17,000 San Francisco customers still without power as of last night after a massive power outage over the weekend. So far, 110,000 customers have had their power restored. The utility company said a fire at one of its substations caused significant and extensive damage and hopes to get things back online soon. Celebrity defense attorney Alan Jackson is representing Nick Reiner for his murder case, and his services are likely to come at a high price.
The exact figure remains unclear, but legal experts have speculated his full cost in a murder trial of this scale could reach into the millions. Reiner hired the famed attorney just days into his legal battle as he faces charges for the murder of his father, Hollywood director Rob Reiner, and his mother, Michelle. Jackson has defended Karen Reed twice, as well as Hollywood A-listers like Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein. In Los Angeles, I'm Michael Kastner.
Crowds gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. over the weekend to pay their final respects to the penny. The memorial comes after the penny was produced for the last time by the U.S. Mint in November. The funeral was hosted by RAMP, an expense management platform with the goal of commemorating the penny. A post promoting the event encouraged attendees to bring your own penny, adding, quote, "It was not a retirement, but a murder." The West Coast is bracing for a major winter storm.
Forecasters say an atmospheric river will impact Southern California during Christmas week, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and dangerous travel conditions. The National Weather Service warns the duration of this storm raises the risk of flooding and mudslides, with road and airport delays expected during one of the busiest holiday travel periods. I'm Lisa Carton.
Flu season is picking up steam across the U.S.
New data from the CDC released on Friday shows nearly 5 million flu illnesses have been reported nationwide so far this season. The report says New York City is showing the highest level of flu-like activity, while at least a dozen states across the U.S. are seeing moderate flu activity. The CDC estimates there have been 49,000 hospitalizations from the flu so far this season and about 1,900 deaths.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots 28, Ravens 24 last night in Sunday Night Football. Bruins lost to the Senators 6-2. Bees back tomorrow with the Canadiens at 7 o'clock. And the Celtics host the Pacers at 7:30.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Sunshine today, windy and colder, high temperatures topping out mid-30s, clouds increasing tonight, chance of light snow after midnight, low temperature 28, a mix of some wet snow and rain, changing to rain showers on Tuesday. There could be a small, thin, slushy accumulation, temperature at 35, Christmas Eve, Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy Christmas Day, 42. For WBSM, I'm 12 News, Chief Meteorologist Tony Petrarca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And how would you like to start off 2026 knowing that your electric bills are going to be vanishing? Well, one Massachusetts or Rhode Island homeowner will win a completely free solar system from Isaacson Solar. There's no purchase required, no lease or power purchase agreement needed, no strings attached. This system is valued up to $50,000 and will be professionally installed on your home at no cost to you. Isaacson will choose a winner on February 2nd, but the only way to win is to enter. Visit isaacsonsolar.com, click on the giant Enter to Win button, and fill out their online entry form. You must be a homeowner in Massachusetts or Rhode Island to qualify. That is the Isaacson Free Solar System Giveaway going on now through February 1st. Enter to win at isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Wouldn't that be a nice little after Christmas gift for yourself? The chance to go solar for free. So again, isaacsonsolar.com. A story out of Boston this morning. I saw this one on WCVB this morning and said, what's going on with these Boston hotels and public service employees? Because now a New Jersey police chief is facing several charges in connection with a domestic violence incident at a Boston hotel in September. His name is Carmen Veneziano, and he's the chief of police in Tatawa, New Jersey. He was indicted Thursday on one count of kidnapping and three counts of domestic assault and battery. On September 14th, he allegedly confined and assaulted a woman in a hotel room in Boston's Back Bay neighborhood between the hours of 3:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. 3:30 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. So he's now been suspended from his job as police chief in Tatawa, pending the outcome. And earlier this year, he had run into trouble with the law as well in New Jersey. He was charged with operating under the influence of liquor or drugs, reckless and careless driving, and being a fugitive from justice. So he's been the police chief for about 5.5 years, almost 6 years. And, well, now he's suspended, at least until pending the outcome of this trial, but this follows in, follows after the firefighter from Ireland had run into trouble in a Boston hotel. So more on that at WCVB.com. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you want to call in and chime in on that or any of the other stories of the day,
There was also more information that has come out regarding the suspect in the Brown University and MIT professor shootings. As it turns out, the storage unit that he was found in was not his storage unit, but actually an unoccupied unit. And they were able to get into his unit. And inside there, they found guns, ammunition, flash drives. So they're still in the process of going through all that and seeing whatever else they can find. And seeing if maybe a motive is part of that. Because that's what they're still trying to piece together. They have said that his death was ruled a suicide, which I think, you know, people pretty much assumed was the case. But there's, you know, very little other information known at this time, but they're still working on that. And if anything comes through, we will let you know. 508-996-0500. Let me get another break in here. We will be back in a few moments.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire.
All right, welcome back in. And one of the things you might be thinking of for Christmas is redoing your kitchen. And if that's the case, well, Precision Window and Kitchen has new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from. They also have different types of countertops and all different styles of hardware. So you can completely customize the look of your kitchen right down to whatever the handle is on the drawers or in the cabinets. They also supply windows and doors. They can install them and they can make sure that your home is as heat and energy efficient as it can be, keeping in that warm air and keeping the cold air out. You can find out more by going to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com, or give them a call at 508-990-3576, 508-990-3576, or precisionwindowandkitchen.com. My number here, 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. You mentioned about gallbladders, and I wanted to chime in on that because when I was 45 years old back in 2004, I had to have mine out. And I never had a problem with it prior to when I started having attacks in May of that year. And they were small. It would only last maybe about 10 minutes or so. They were very little. But as the time progressed, they got worse and worse. And it depended on a lot of things I ate. And I had lost a lot of weight. And I think that triggered it off as well. But I knew I couldn't eat nuts I couldn't eat fried foods, and coffee would set it off. I'm sure any kind of caffeine, but coffee was my number one to go to, and that would make me feel really sick and have an attack. And as the time went on over the summer, it got worse and worse, and of course I had an ultrasound done, and it showed that I had lots of stones, and I was inflamed and all my gallbladder. So I was waiting for my mother to come back from Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. She was gone for a month because I wanted her to be with me when I went in that day. It was October 28th of that year. And stupid me, 3 days before I was to go into surgery, what did I do? Spicy foods is another thing. I had a spicy chicken. It was spicy chicken that I cooked, but it was kind of greasy. And, oh, my God, I thought I was going to die. I was in massive, massive pain. But it does get worse as the time goes on. I don't know about people having it for years. I never experienced that. It just came on me and it got worse, and it just had to be removed. And Robert Nixon is a person I had for my doctor, and he was fantastic. He's not a man of many words, so I made a list. I compiled a list of things, questions I wanted to ask him, pertinent things that were, you know, serious for me to, I wanted to know, important. And so everything went well. And after I had surgery, 6 o'clock in the morning or seven, I was there by six. So 7 o'clock, I went, they said, you can't go home unless you eat a piece of toast to see if you can eat it and drink something. So, cause I didn't want to stay overnight. I really am not big on hospitals. They wanted me to stay overnight. I was like, so I ate it. Everything went fine. My daughter was home with my mother at the time, and she had bought Chinese food, so I ate some. Fine. Didn't even affect me, but my gallbladder was gone. So there I was after having the operation later on that night, 12 hours later, so having Chinese food. And when I go to the airport, I always let them know I have a titanium clip because that does show.
Sure, yeah.
You know, when they scan. But that's my story of my gallbladder situation.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Oh, I just figured maybe it would help you out. I mean, everybody's different in how they have it. Like, my attacks were in my diaphragm, in the front. Some people have it in their back, on their side. Everybody's different in how they go through things. We've had quite a few people in our workplace that have had their gallbladders out. But mine was, and you're right, it takes your breath away. It literally, it's so bad. I remember being in the car in the Stop and Shop parking lot. And I was with this friend of mine, and I was real quiet, and that's not like me. And he says, are you okay? And I just shook my head. I was going through a major attack, and the tears were coming down my eyes, but I didn't want to, you know, make a fuss about it. But I was determined to go in that store and get something. He says, grab a carriage for me. I could barely just stand up with a carriage, and I went in there, but it takes everything out of you, so I know exactly how you feel. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully now it's gone away and I can have it stave off until I can figure out what to do with the doctor. I'm just going to hold you there because I guess you sparked some other calls.
Okay, well, good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let me go to this one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm sorry to hear about your situation right now, right near the holidays.
Well, that's all right. I mean, it's calmed down now, so.
Yeah. I have a friend, her daughter's like early 50s, and she had hers out a couple of weeks ago, and the next day she was home. And I mean, I'm fortunate. All these years, when I was younger, the things I would eat, I should have been wrecked. But I'm glad. I mean, I still have my gallbladder, my thyroid, my lungs, my kidneys, whatever. But I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I try. You know, these foods they come out with, that they say, this is new. But we tried everything that the earth has to offer to put food together. It's all processed with more garbage, and we don't realize what we're eating. But we just have to, if you have to have it out, you have it out, move on. And just, you know, my friend, too, had lost a lot of weight, and it was very quick. And I looked at that up. That was months ago. And it did say something about if you lose weight, a lot of weight, too fast, your body is losing a lot of fat, and the gallbladder has to assimilate all that, and it's kind of a lot to handle if you're losing quickly. Now, I don't think you lost very quickly, but you didn't. It wasn't that slow, was it?
No, I mean the doctor thinks that that's what caused it was the weight loss. So 100 pounds in about a year and a half. So
right, oh, yeah.
They felt like that was probably, you know, what triggered it. They think that I might have had some problems before just because of the way that I used to eat and everything, and that this just, you know, exacerbated it.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be the main problem from what I heard. There are other factors involved. I mean, I don't smoke, drink, or do drugs or anything like that. So if you're doing any of that, that might contribute too.
Main
reason I found was losing too quickly. So have a good week and make out, do it, come, go home and move on.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. And let me squeeze in one more and then I got to get a break in here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Tim, I didn't hear you say what was going on with you because when I tuned in, I woke up and I just turned it on.
Oh, I just had a gallbladder attack on Saturday Friday night that kind of, you know, it screwed me all up because I couldn't sleep. Like, I couldn't lay down and fall asleep. So I was awake for like 14 hours after I had tried to go to bed. So I was pretty wiped out.
You stayed home. You didn't go in the hospital.
No, I looked up urgent care and the wait time. It was like 3 hours. So I said, well, let me hold off and see, you know, how I feel. And then it started to lessen. So I was like, okay, I can get away with not having to go down there. Because, you know, the worst thing is you go sit down there and you wait. And then by the time they see you 3 hours later, it's already over. And then they're like, well, just come back next time it happens. So I said, all right, I'll just wait it out. And then I finally felt good enough that I just fell asleep in my chair and got about 4 hours sleep to catch up a little bit.
I had mine out. I had the attacks too. Mine went around my bra strap and it was grease. It was Pride Foods that did it to me. And he said I had Nixon too. It's real easy. They just put like three holes and suck it out. I had a lot of stones. He told me that we don't even need the gallbladder. The gallbladder was there in ancient days because people used to have huge meals and it was needed to digest the food. But he said that you don't even need it. I don't know. So I had a lot of stones. I had it out and that was it. It was easy. I'll tell you the truth. I had that before what happened to me with the colostomy bag and it. I call that like a piece of cake. That's nothing compared to what I went through with that colostomy bag. Ooh, the pain from that was unbelievable. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. My intestine burst and I was all poisoned, you know?
Well, thankfully I don't have to deal with anything like that, especially these days now, I guess when they take the gallbladder out, they just go in through your belly button and pull it out and you're home in a couple hours. Yeah.
Nixon does it good. A lot of people, I guess I don't know if there's other ones, but he must be getting up there in age now because I had that out. It's weird because first it was the gallbladder, then that other thing happened to me.
Well,
it doesn't mean anybody else it's going to happen to. It's just happened to me that way.
I have a doctor's appointment, I think beginning of February is just my regularly scheduled appointment. So I'm going to bring it up then. See what they say. I just was putting it off because, you know, I'm still paying off from when I had my kidney removed. So I didn't want to, you know, add another surgery onto that. But maybe I have to.
I still have my appendix, though. Do you?
Yes.
I have my tonsils.
Me too. I asked them to take it out because I kept getting tonsillitis every year, but they said no.
Because they say that it's good to keep it in. Keep them in. And I had, there's adenoids there too. I have that. Plus I got a sinus infection just recently. It's going away now. And I have my woman organs, all my female organs. So I don't know. I don't need them anyway. Sometimes I wonder if that's good or bad because, you know, you can get cancer.
Yeah. I mean, it's as long as you just keep ahead of it and stay ahead of it. I got to hold you there though because I got to go to a break.
Are you going to be on tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be off.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And before I take this break, a reminder that you can stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Diamond Street in New Bedford, to get all of your holiday party needs. So you want to pick up some beer and wine. You want to pick up some cheeses and snacks to put out for people. You want to get something to cook up for the entire meal. The Butcher Shop is the one-stop shop for everything. And it's a place where you're going to get stuff that's high quality. You cook up a nice prime rib for Christmas from the butcher shop, people are going to be asking, where did you get this from? And really, that goes for anything you make from the butcher shop. So stop by and see all that they have. Maybe you want to pick up some of their nice pre-made food to save yourself the trouble of cooking, knowing that you got to cook up a Christmas meal coming this, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, depending on when you're going to do your cooking. So save yourself a little time and get yourself a nice hot meal from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Let me get this break in. We'll be right back. All right, we got to go into the news when we come back on the other side.